Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the cry for change, immediate change, sweeping change, systemic change, that's in the air, isn't it? I mean, you hear it all over the place. So what is it exactly that we need to change that could actually make lives better in America? And now I'm not just talking about lives for one group or another group. I'm talking about lives for American in general. There's a powerful column today by David Brooks in the New York Times. And Brooks points out that we have five crises afflicting the country right now, and they're all hitting us simultaneously. Usually we get one crisis at a time. We dealt with the crisis of the attack by Islamo-Nazi terror. That was back in the early years of the 21st century. And America responded. And I believe that most experts will tell you that's still a threat. It still happens. They just had an incident of Islamo-Nazi terror in Great Britain, in Reading of Great Britain, where three people were stabbed. But generally, that's not so much on people's minds. People are dealing with these current crises. And yet, how are we dealing with them? Is it really going to make somebody's life better if, as we talked about in the last hour, you're capitalizing the term black when it refers to a race? By the way, one of the reasons that people might want to do that is because it makes it clear that when you're using the term black to refer to somebody's ethnicity, somebody's racial background, then you capitalize. But it can still be a color, and that would still be in lowercase. I don't think if you're saying, like, she's wearing a little black dress, and not to be too sexist there, but that you would have to capitalize that B on that description of the color of the dress. The question here is this going to change anybody's life? I mean, it'll change life for writers, for people who write for a living, I guess, but not in any substantial way. Will tearing down statues somehow alter people's lives? Here is what David Brooks says, and I think he's entirely right. He says, these five changes, and I'll go over the five changes in a moment, each reflecting a huge crisis and hitting all at once, have created a moral, spiritual, and emotional disaster. Americans are now less happy than at any time since they started measuring happiness nearly 50 years ago. Americans now express less pride in their nation than at any time since Gallup started measuring it 20 years ago. We covered both of those polls on this radio show. And I think these polls do reflect a public mood. There is free-floating anxiety. There are increasing numbers. All the psychological associations report it. There are increasing numbers of people who are seeking help, who are seeking therapy, or seeking medication, who are battling depression, who are anxious. Now, of course, a lot of this has to do with the economy, and that's one of the five disasters that he talks about. The five changes he talks about, he says there are five gigantic changes happening in America right now. The first is that we're losing the fight against COVID-19. Our behavior doesn't have anything to do with the reality around us. We just got tired, so we're giving up. Well, not so much. It's now in Arizona and in Texas. They've pushed the pause button on reopening, and people are taking a look at the situation. And I do think we're going to be coping with it better. But even if COVID-19 is behind us, and God willing it will be soon, and you can go back to work and you can go back to your favorite restaurant And you can go back to your favorite vacation destination with or without Martha McSally's $8,000 tax break to take vacation sometime this year here in the United States. Okay, he says, second, all Americans, but especially white Americans, are undergoing a rapid education on the burden African Americans carry every single day. This education is continuing, but already public opinion is shifting with astonishing speed. I think that's probably true, but this education, in quotes, that we're supposed to be getting is educating us for guilt, not educating us for goodness, not educating us for gratitude, educating us to feel guilty. Here's the question about this education. At what point do we say, okay, we're going to stop looking at the past and reviewing the crimes of slavery and Jim Crow? They should never be dead. They should never be forgotten. But at some point or another, I think there's a great desire for Americans, black and white, and of every racial background, every ideology, to say, okay, at some point we have to stop agonizing over this. We have things that we're facing in our lives right now. And for instance, that goes to the third disaster. David Brooks says, we're in the middle of a political realignment. The American public is vehemently rejecting Donald Trump's Republican Party. The most telling sign is that the party has even given up on itself. A personality cult whose cult leader is over. Okay, I think that's way premature. I don't agree with David Brooks on that. I don't think the Republican Party has given up or anything like is giving up. I do agree that right now, if the election were held today, it probably wouldn't look good for Republicans. On the Senate level, where our Senate candidates, more than the four that the Democrats would need to take over the Senate, they only need three to take over the Senate, they win the presidency. This is a difficult moment for Republicans and conservatives. Fourth, he says, a quasi-religion is seeking control of America's cultural institutions. The acolytes of this quasi-religion, social justice, hew to a simplifying ideology. History is essentially a power struggle between groups, some of which are oppressors and others of whom are oppressed. Viewpoints are not explorations of truth. They are weapons that dominant groups use to maintain their place in the power structure, they say. Words can thus be a form of violence that has to be regulated. And that is a way of talking about the scary notion of political correctness and of social justice warriors. And then fifth, he says, and this is obviously true today, the stock market down more than 700 points today. It's been a very bad week on the market. Two terrible days. And fifth, we could be on the verge of a prolonged economic depression. State and household budgets are in meltdown. Some businesses are failing and many others are on the brink. The continuing health emergency will mean economic activity cannot fully resume. Okay, so what do we do about it? And what seems to me very striking is you have two candidates for president and neither one of them is talking about a concrete agenda. One of the things that Trump needs to do, and this is something the Wall Street Journal said today, which is a pro-Trump newspaper, he needs to lay out an agenda for his second term. Oh, this is great. Another one. Breaking news, the House Democrats, riled by President Trump's handling of anti-police brutality protests, voted today to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. The bill passed 232 to 180 along party lines. One Democrat and the only Libertarian joined all Republicans in opposition. It's the first time either chamber of Congress approved D.C. statehood. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recently said he wouldn't hold a vote, effectively killing the bill. Good for him. Trump told the Post last month that D.C. will never be a state, because Republicans aren't stupid enough to add guaranteed Democratic seats. That's not a reason it shouldn't be a state, but there are many, many reasons it should not be and must not be. We will get to that. Your calls, 1-800-955-1770. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show, the House voting today to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state, and it is a ridiculous idea. I understand that people in the the District of Columbia would like to vote for representation in Congress. They have a non-voting member of Congress that they elect of the House of Representatives. They'd love to have those two senators. But the idea of creating a state out of this relatively small city, and I say it's a relatively small city in terms of geographic area, it is a fraction. It would be not even close to our smallest state, Rhode Island, or to our other small states. Connecticut, Hawaii is a small inland area, because it covers so little territory. There are no agricultural or rural parts of the future state of Columbia, I guess is what they'd call it. They can't call it the state of Washington. That's already taken. It's a ridiculous concept, and it is completely against the Constitution, and it would require a constitutional amendment. And it's one of those things that I think keeps the situation from getting out of hand. Because the idea, I don't know. I think they would want to try to move forward without a constitutional amendment, but getting it through the Senate is also one of those scary ideas of why it's so important to fight for Republican senators. Because the idea of D.C. as a 51st state is an invitation to corruption. It is an invitation to, frankly, destroying our whole federal system. And aside from what President Trump said, it is a federal city. And even though the African-American population has gone down in D.C. dramatically from about 70% to about 50%, because people have been doing better and moving to the suburbs, even though that has happened, there's still a disproportionate number of federal employees. So, of course, D.C., there will always be an overwhelming majority for expanded federal power and spending. Let me go to a caller, to Susan in Seattle. Susan, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Hey.
Hi, Susan.
I disagree with you about the fact that you think that Trump is looking like he's behind at this point, because I have a lot of friends that we're not advertising the fact that we are Trump voters, but we will be voting for Trump. I grew up my whole entire life as a Democrat, but I can't even recognize the Democratic Party anymore. And the only person they could pull out of the hat was Biden, and I've tried to give him a chance, but I just can't see it. And so I respectfully disagree with you. I think there's going to be a lot of people voting for Donald Trump because they are so opposed to the way the country is going, so liberal, so socialist, and we're not there.
Okay, we don't disagree. I think there will be a lot of people. I mean, right now, according to the latest big poll, Trump is 14 points behind. The election is going to be closer than that. And there will be Republicans who right now are saying that they're disillusioned, will come home and will end up voting for Trump. I think that's probably true. However, the idea that, I mean, you live in Seattle. Do you think,
yes,
that President Trump has a chance to carry the state of Washington?
Maybe not, but I'm going to do my damnedest to get my vote out, and, you know.
Good, and you should vote for your legislative candidate. You should vote for the GOP for governor. You should absolutely vote. And by the way, we're going to have a measure on the ballot opposing the Democrats' attempt to mandate mandatory sex education for kindergartners. That's on the ballot this time. Yes, of course, sane people will be against it. And there are all kinds of reasons to vote, but you see, the difficulty here, and the Wall Street Journal focuses it, and they're very pro-Trump, and I know that they want Trump to win the election. There's no question they do, but you have to look at the way this campaign is going. What he needs to do between now and the convention in August is to sketch out what an agenda would look like for a second term that is more unifying, more healing, more effective than where we are right now. And it's not going to be enough just to attack the fake news and to attack the thugs, and I think they are thugs, and vandals who are destroying public property and making America concerned. But I don't think you and I disagree at all, really, Susan. I think it's wrong to believe that, well, this is in the bag because there is this invisible army of Trump people who are ready to go. They have to be won over, and that's what elections are about. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let me finish up with this argument that that David Brooks makes. He says the loudest theory of change right now is coming from the social justice movement. And he clearly dislikes and fears the social justice movement, as I think any reasonable person would. I do. Members of this movement, he says, pay intense attention to cultural symbols, to language, statues, the names of buildings. They pay enormous attention to repeating certain slogans such as defund the police, which may or may not have anything to do with policy, and lifting up symbolic gestures like kneeling before a football game. It's actually kneeling while they play the national anthem. It's a very apt method for change. It's a very apt method for change in an age of social media because it's very performative. But it doesn't bring any real change. The core problem is that the social justice theory of change doesn't produce much actual change, he writes. Corporations are happy to adopt some woke symbols and hold a few consciousness-raising seminars and go on their merry way. Worse, the method has no theory of politics. How exactly is all of this cultural agitation going to lead to legislation that will decrease income disparities, create better housing policies, or tackle the big challenges that I listed above, writes David Brooks? That part is never spelled out. In fact, the Sturm und Drang, the storm and stress, makes political work harder. You can't purify your way to a governing majority. The social justice methodology, he writes, is ultimately not a solution to our problem. It's a symptom of our problem. Over the last half century, we've turned politics from a practical way to solve common problems into a cultural arena to display resentments. Okay, that is exactly right, it seems to me. And it's unproductive. And there are some people, particularly in the black community, it seems to me, who are offering a much better way forward. They're black conservatives, old and young, people like Thomas Sowell, people like Herman Cain, people like Candace Owens, and people like Larry Elder, who has a new movie about black conservatives. We'll talk about it with Larry Elder coming right up.
The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A two-day record surge in coronavirus cases is prompting several states to reclose businesses. The governors of Florida and Texas both ordered bars in their states to shut down because of a surge of infections. More than 39,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Thursday. Texas reported nearly 6,000 alone. CDC Director Robert Redfield says Americans must embrace social distancing measures to slow the spread of COVID-19.
To stay 6 feet apart from each other as much as possible, to wear face coverings when we're in public, and to practice vigorous hand hygiene. I also want to appeal to the millennials and those that are under 40. It's really important that this group really commit themselves to these practices to protect those at risk.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
One of the great things about Larry Elder is he has never, ever, ever been afraid of controversy. And he has a new movie out there right now where he is one of the producers. He's also featured on camera. It's a movie about black conservatives. That's right, not an endangered species, I should say. The movie is called Uncle Tom. So why go with a title, Larry Elder, that's controversial?
Well, I've been called that and other forms of that term pretty much all my life, even before I could probably be called a political figure. I'm the guy who in the back would raise his hand when the class feels that whatever happened because of racism or discrimination. I would suggest that maybe there might be something else going on. And for that reason, I was called all sorts of names. Fast forward to my professional career, and because I think that black people ought to rethink their allegiance to the Democratic Party for all sorts of reasons, whether it's the Democrat Party of support of abortion on demand, whether it's the Democrat Party's opposition to private school vouchers that polls show urban parents want but white Democrats do not want, whether it's the Republican support for tougher borders on the grounds that illegal alien workers, especially unskilled workers, pose a special threat to jobs that would otherwise be held by black and brown unskilled workers and puts downward pressure on their wages. So when I and some of the others in my film Uncle Tom, like Herman Cain or Alan West or Candace Owens, raise these questions, rather than sparking, Michael, a healthy discussion within the black community about which side has the better policies, people like myself are shouted down and called Uncle Tom, coon, and self-loathers and other kinds of names I can't say on a family show.
Well, thank you. Larry Elder, as I think everybody knows, is one of the certainly probably the most acclaimed and influential African-American radio host for many, many years. I've enjoyed listening to him. I've enjoyed his friendship. And his new movie is fascinating, and it's extraordinarily well done. Let me ask you one question about it that I was sort of surprised to see, because it's a gathering of lots and lots of prominent black conservatives. It's not narrated. Everybody's sort of speaking in turn about different subjects with some great found footage, historic footage. Louis Farrakhan, for instance, as you've never seen him before but need to, talking about why all white people are devils and your enemy. But aside from that, Larry, there was two different sequences in the film that seemed to be very positive toward Barack Obama, and talking about the emotion after he was elected and how deeply that stirred the African-American community. Why is that in the film?
Well, because I think a lot of people, including people who didn't vote for him like me, thought his election put a fork in the notion that America was a, choose your word, institutionally, structurally, institutionally, systemically, and I think one of them that Beto O'Rourke gave us, foundationally racist. Instead, Obama comes in, and fast forward, whenever he's had an opportunity to say something healing, like when the Cambridge police properly went to Skip Gates' home because Gates had broken into his own home, had forgotten his key when he was on vacation, and the student neighbors saw this, called 911. Cops showed up. Don't you want that to happen? Don't you want neighbors to do that? And the cop very politely asked this professor from Harvard, who's a good friend of Obama, to please come out of your house, identify yourself. We've had a 911 call. And instead of doing that, the professor said something like, I'll come out if your mama tells me. He briefly got arrested, and now it's this big thing. And Obama went on television, and instead of saying, look, I had a private conversation with my good friend, Professor Skip Gates, and I told him he was a role model. And this is not the way to behave. This is not the way you should tell young black men to interact with the police. You're going to create more confrontational situations, and when the cops are falsely accused of racism, they're going to pull back, crime's going to go up, and the very same people you claim you care about are going to be hurt. Obama could have said something like that, and in my opinion, would have changed the trajectory of race relations in this country. Instead, what did he do? The Cambridge police acted stupidly. If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Oh, there's a place in Ferguson where we have our own problem. Never mind, hands up, don't shoot was a lie. And then he embraced Black Lives Matter, and Eric Holder, his AG, one of the first things Eric Holder said when he gave a speech was, when it comes to matters of race, America has been in many ways, and still is in many ways, a nation of cowards. I don't even know what that even means. This is a country where race has become the most insignificant factor it has ever been for any country in all of human history.
Amen.
There's no way Obama could have won, let alone get reelected, if America were as racist as some of the people are saying it is. It's absurd.
Okay, and this is a powerful theme in the film. The film is called Uncle Tom. It's available right now, streaming for video on demand. It's also available on DVD, and we'll link to it at our website at michaelmedved.com. Larry, right now, polling is showing this overwhelming surge of support, particularly among younger people, for the movement that's called Black Lives Matter. Do you believe it?
I believe that the support for it is growing, and it's been enhanced by the media, by, of course, the Democratic Party that wants somehow to portray this country as a racist country, and because Donald Trump is president. But do I believe that there's a basis for it? No, I don't, and it's getting people killed. There's something called the Ferguson effect. Heather McDonald from the Manhattan Institute has talked about it. What happens when cops, as happened in Ferguson, as happened in Baltimore, as happened in Chicago, are accused falsely of racism? They pull back, and the bad guys know it, and crime goes up. And furthermore, this notion that black people are somehow being victims disproportionately of deadly force by cops is not only not proven by the data, but the data suggests the opposite, that cops are more reluctant, more hesitant to pull the trigger on a black suspect than on a white suspect. Over the last 50, 60 years, according to the CDC, the rate at which the police have killed blacks has declined 75%. The real threat to black people are, unfortunately, other young black people. Half of the homicides in this country are black victims, and almost all of these black victims are killed by other young black people. Chicago's a third black, a third white, a third Hispanic. 70% of the homicides are black on black, and 75% of them, by the way, are unharmed. We had a weekend in Chicago a weekend ago, 14 people shot and killed, 104 wounded. Where's Black Lives Matter?
Yes, where indeed. Look, one of the things that I loved about your film, and I've got to say I think it's the best thing about it, is it informs people who may not know about the achievements of black people historically and some of the progress that has been made and was made even before the civil rights movement. Why has that been so deeply obscured from American history?
Because it's inconsistent with the narrative that government has to come to the rescue. And you're quite right. Walter Williams and Thomas Hull have talked about this for decades. Between 1940 and 1960, in 1940, 87% of blacks lived below the federally defined level of poverty. 20 years later, that number had reduced to 47%, a 40-point drop in 20 years. That's the largest 20-year period of economic expansion, the best 20-year period of economic expansion in the history of black America. And notably, this took place before race-based preferences, before set-asides, before the Great Society, before these welfare programs that Lyndon Johnson and the Democrats and all too many Republicans thought might be necessary in order for us to lift ourselves out of poverty.
Okay, one of the things you say in the film, and it's striking, the film is called Uncle Tom. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. If black people in America, some 40 million people, were your own separate nation, it would be the 15th largest economy in the world right now. What do Republicans need to do, and up and down the ballot, not just the presidential race, but up and down the ballot, to win more black support?
Tell the truth. Talk about the lack of support for private school vouchers on the Democratic Party. Talk about their support for porous borders and the threat that poses. And talk about their support for abortion on demand. Blacks are more religious than non-blacks. And you'd be surprised about the opposition of abortion. So those are the kinds of things that you're talking about. And don't forget, Donald Trump orchestrated the best employment numbers for blacks in the history of this country. He's done the enterprise zones. He's increased spending for historically black colleges. He pardoned the first heavyweight champion of the world, black one, Jack Johnson. That's something that Obama didn't even do. And he supports a choice in schools. So for all these reasons, I think that black people should rethink their allegiance to the Democratic Party and rethink their hostility towards Trump. I think he's going to get at least 50% higher black votes than he got last time, maybe double.
Well, we will see. Larry Elder, the film in which he's featured and in which he co-produced, Uncle Tom, will be right back.
The coronavirus pandemic.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved Show on the eve of a great weekend leading up to our 4th of July celebration. It's hard to believe, isn't it? 4th of July coming up next Friday. And it is our great festival of freedom, and I hope that we will be able to celebrate it with something like national unity, expressing our gratitude for this country we live in, that allows all kinds of crazy opinions and practices and lifestyles to coexist. I just thought it was worth taking a look at the collision of two themes. Both of the themes I usually have very little sympathy for, but they come together in actually a good way here. Tattoos and swastikas. This is a story out of Colerain, Ohio. I've heard of Lorain, Ohio, of course, that's near Cleveland, but Colerain, Ohio, I've never been there. I don't know exactly where it is. And it's about a guy who actually grew up in a town, and it's a real town called Mount Healthy, Ohio. And his name is Dickie Markham. And he grew up in a household where using racial slurs was very common, says Dickie Markham. And then when he was 19, he got a gigantic swastika tattooed on his chest. And he has taken his shirt off. He's a beefy guy. And the tattoo is gigantic. It covers his whole chest. It's from his throat, one portion of the tattoo, the twisted cross, from his throat down to his belly button. And here he explains to WETM-TV why it is that he was motivated to decorate himself in precisely this way. Listen.
When he was 19, he says he got a swastika tattooed on his chest.
Had a ex-fiance 6 months after we got together. She was kidnapped and sexually assaulted by an African-American male who recently got out of jail for his crimes. And that's what fueled the tattoo. That's what fueled the hate.
Markham is now 34. He says about 5 years ago, he tattooed an X across the swastika to try and cover it up.
The reason I tattooed the X over it is those beliefs have been long dead, but I found out I was going to be a father. And I didn't want to raise my kids around hate or intolerance. They don't deserve that. And a lot of that stuff is taught at a very young age. They needed a chance.
Okay, this is, by the way, a good example for anybody, because the chances are you may become a father, you may become a mother, and do you really want your children to see something stupid that you put on your body and something hateful that you put on your body, like a swastika, when you're 19? So he had the tattoo, and they have pictures of it. He had the tattoo crossed out with a big X. But the problem is now his entire chest is covered with ink, and you can still tell that the tattoo, what it was underneath. It looks like a big X over a swastika. So, of course, he feels regret about the entire thing. Listen.
As the years passed, Markham says he continued to feel shame because of the tattoo on his chest. He says that X simply wasn't enough because you could still see what was there before.
Once that hate started to go away, I started to feel a lot lighter. I wasn't carrying all that baggage. I want people to know that they don't have to live like that. They don't have to have that in their heart. What helped kill the feelings of what that tattoo represented to me was working with a bunch of just diverse people. And getting to know people on a personal level and them embracing me and showing me love, knowing what I had on my body, and they didn't care.
Okay, so finally, even with the big X through the on top of the swastika, that wasn't good enough. And so he continued to feel shame because of the tattoo. And then on Juneteenth, last week, he decided he would get the swastika completely covered. Listen.
On Friday, Markham went to Silkworm Tattoo, where he got the swastika completely covered, and he did it on Juneteenth, a holiday that commemorates the ending of slavery in the U.S.
They drew up the tattoo for me, and I didn't care what it was as long as I didn't have to look at that symbol anymore. I have said and done some things that I am still filled with shame for, and anybody out there that knows me or knows of me or has been affected by me in any negative way, I want them to know that I am truly sorry.
He sounds like a good guy, doesn't he? And here's the other good part. I said this also reflected well on the tattoo industry. The tattoo shop that covered Markham's tattoo, and look, it looks terrible. I'm sorry. He now basically, he has a black chest. I mean, the X is covered with more black decorations, and it's true, you can't see the swastika, but I suspect that when he's going to the beach or anything like that, that Dickie Markham is probably going to be wearing a t-shirt, even in the water. This is not a welcome sight. There's a message here. There are actually a lot of messages. The tattoo shop that did it free. And apparently there's another story that I found from AP News that there are tattoo shops all over the country that are responding to the murder, to the killing of George Floyd and to everything the country's going through by offering people for free to get hate-filled tattoos removed. And that's actually kind of a beautiful thing. It says Alexander Lawrence, who runs Mountainside Tattoo from a storefront in the village of Bellows Falls, Vermont, says he's always offered to remove hateful images or cover scars for free. But following Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police, he says he's been getting so many requests, he's looking for an office manager to schedule his appointments. He's still going to do it for free. And earlier this month, Dylan Graves, who's 28, visited Lawrence's shop to cover a swastika. This is unbelievable. It was superimposed over a grinning skull wearing a World War II German Army helmet. That was on his upper left arm a decade ago. Okay, this is just a word to the wise out there and to anyone who know inked people and those who love them, stay away from the Nazi iconography. I mean, it's not going to go well for you. And by the way, I'd say the same thing about a hammer and sickle, if anyone is inclined to do that. Because it's not going to help your job prospects. This was on an upper arm that could be seen. And the process, they describe the process of this poor Dylan Graves getting his swastika tattoo removed and covered. And he was asked why he got the tattoo in the first place. He said, stupidity. Yeah, I think that's true. Partying when I was younger. Really, that's it, just being dumb. Can I suggest if your response to partying is going to be to get a swastika tattoo, you may be partying with the wrong folks. And by the way, maybe would they now remove a tattoo of Robert E. Lee? I don't think that there are many people out there with tattoos of Robert E. Lee or of Ku Klux Klan symbols. Let's go quickly to Tom in Glendora. Tom, you're on the Michael Medved show. You got about a minute.
Well, thank you, Michael. My plea would be for the American people, most of whom are good, would see the raw evil in the left-wing movement, which is now degenerated into evil. You've got attacks on the police. You've got the terrorist community, or the CHAZ, which is now breaking up. Attacks on statues of American heroes, most egregiously Thomas Jefferson, Washington, this great one on Lincoln, built by ladies right when emancipation took place. This is raw evil, and the pastors, the ministers, the priests in the church from the pulpit should alert the American people. They are showing now, Michael, the guts of a ping pong ball. The Bible implores us to fight evil, to expose it and defeat it, or we are going to lose the best country ever, which is great only because it is based on the God of Christianity and Judaism.
Look, I agree with you about the revolting nature. I would be careful about calling it raw evil. Destroying a statue, destroying someone's home, destroying someone's car is an evil, wanton act of destruction, particularly in the name of a wretched Marxist ideology. But comparing it to actually killing people, hurting people, wounding people, as they do to police officers, look, they should all pay the maximum price under the law in this greatest nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.